What's up, everybody? Happy Friday. Welcome back. Mindset to Mike. Friday 15, number 12. Just want to say thanks again for all the love and support. We really appreciate it and enjoy the show.
Hey, I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome back. It's the Friday 15. Mindset to Mike. Man, we're back at you with the Friday 15. A little quick hitter on this Friday. How you doing, Drew? Man, how's your Friday?
Pretty solid, man. I got to say, it's been a busy week, but looking forward to the weekend and just fucking going through this smooth Friday like it ain't nothing but a thing.
A lot of travel, man. You've been all over the place.
Yeah, every week for the past 3 weeks, dude. Somewhere else for at least a good portion of the week.
It appears that the grind don't stop, you know?
Hey, that's life, baby. Embrace it.
Good, man. So, back at you guys on a Friday. It's awesome to see you guys again, all you listeners. Thanks for tuning back in. Drew, I got to tell you, it's been weighing on me. I've been wanting to talk to you about this, man. When's the last time you watched The Lion King, man?
Probably the summer of maybe like 97.
That's what I'm saying. See, I figured I'd hit you straight with that because I want to get to the point. I watched The Lion King the other day, man. My son is one, a little over one, and my mom bought him The Lion King, and you know, it's been a while for me too. 97 probably. That's a good, probably last time I seen it. And I was watching it with him, dude. Heavy.
Yeah, deep story, man.
The Lion King is like devastating. I was watching, like, it moves so fast, but like one scene, he's like, Simba's there with his dad, and his dad's like, now because I seen it before, I kind of knew what was coming, but his dad's like, he's like, Dad, will you always be there for me and always be here to protect me? You know? And his dad's like, yes, Simba, I will always be here to protect you. And then, I knew what was coming next. Elliot didn't know. So he was just watching into the TV, you know, dumbfounded because he's a baby. But I knew what was coming next. And I'm like, oh, bro, they're pulling on the heartstrings, just setting you up for the boom. And, like, they don't even build the story up. The very next scene, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. His dad gets killed.
He gone. First thing.
That shit's heavy, man. I remember when I was a kid watching it, I knew it was a good movie. But, man, I don't ever remember crying. And not that I cried this time. But I'm just saying, it's a different kind of emotion when you're an adult.
Life lessons, man. I think that's why I love the things that Disney does with those storylines. Because it embeds those emotions and, you know, learning things on the young minds.
They hit you, man. That shit's heavy. So if you haven't watched Lion King in a while, go check it out.
For sure. I can't wait for the new one to pop out, bro. It's going to be
live action.
Yeah.
Talking about real lions in there, I think.
I might fuck around and get a lion. I ain't lying.
Yes, you are. So, all right, moving right along. It's been weighing on me, that Lion King thing, because it really shook me. So I want to talk about energy, man. You believe in energy?
100%.
Not to be confused with the energy.
With your energy.
But energy, like vibes, man. You believe in that kind of stuff?
100%, dude. That's how I live my life.
So check this out, man. This kind of happened to me the other day, and this is kind of cool. So I heard this trick on a podcast and from somebody that we listen to all the time. And he said, he was talking about just the kind of energy you put out into the world and what kind of energy you are looking for, you're actively searching for, is the energy that you put out. So basically what you put out, you're going to get back in terms of energy. So he said, if you're putting out positive energy, positive things are going to happen to you. And it's not, you know, everybody thinks like, I'm not trying to say it's like magic or something like that, but what he broke it down to is you put positive energy out, you naturally start looking for positive things. So positive things start happening back to you. It's not like some magic trick, but it's just how you frame your mind and what you're looking for. So You know, he was just kind of talking about how you can, if something negative's happening, turn your frame of focus to looking for something positive, and then you can find it, and you can shift your whole day that way. We talk a lot about this kind of stuff on here. And so it happened to me the other day, and I used it. I was at Giant Eagle. It was like
Big Bird.
7 in the morning on the way to work, right? I'm at the Big Bird, and I needed to get some fruit, like a tub of fruit for this luncheon thing, which first of all...
A tub of Jimmy, got it.
Well, that hurts, but fruit is... First of all, you know how expensive fruit is if it's already cut?
Yeah.
It's out of fucking control. They wanted $15 for like 40 little pieces of fruit. I could have spent $4 and got doubled the fruit and cut it up myself. So 7 a.m. I get this fruit. I get to the register. I see it's $15. I'm like, this is ridiculous, but I'm already here, right? I'm paying for it now. And I'm a little bit lazy when it comes to cooking or cutting fruit. So I'm like, okay, forget it. I'll buy it. But I'm a little perturbed by this, right? They have one register open. It's super early in the morning. I get up there, and there's a like a middle-aged lady there. And she's actually the woman that everybody hates to see at the grocery store. She's like got her coupons. She's got her like debit card and ID already laid up on the counter. She's got like her purse out and open. She brought her own bags. She wants to bag her own stuff. Like just too much, right? So the belt is full. I'm a little frustrated by this expensive fruit. I got nowhere to set it down because the belt's full of her stuff. Right. Okay, that's fine. I'm going to stand here. I'll stand here and hold it. Well, the last item she has is toilet paper, and she's got it sitting up on the end of the belt. So as her stuff is moving up the belt, the toilet paper is not going nowhere because there was no room for it on the belt. It's sitting up on the end. And I'm minding my own business because that's what I do, right? You know, I'm from the hood. You mind your own business in the hood.
Yeah.
So I'm minding my business. I'm looking at my phone, holding my fruit salad, and she's, you know, a good 4 feet from me, but I noticed that her toilet paper's not going nowhere, but I just wasn't really, normally I would help. I'm a helpful dude, but I wasn't really paying too much attention. And she says, excuse me. And I like looked up, see who she was talking to.
Huh?
Yeah. Me? She's like, yeah, you, can you put my toilet paper on the belt? And I was like, slid the toilet paper up on the belt, but I didn't like the way she came at me. She had a little bit of attitude. I slid the paper up on the belt for her. I didn't say nothing, right? Then she takes forever doing her thing, and I'm like, oh, this lady. Buy my expensive fruit salad. Get out to the parking lot. This lady is parked between me and my car, and she's trying to do a pull-through while I'm trying to walk in front of her. So we're doing this little wiggle thing. She goes, I go. She goes, I go. She goes, I go. So finally, I got to put both hands out. I'm like, stop. And I walk finally past, and I get in my truck. Get in my truck, and I'm like, you know how your energy feels when you're, you know, it seems like everything was going bad.
Like, what the fuck does happen?
Yeah, so I'm so frustrated by this whole trip right now. I sit up in the truck, and I'm like, oh, like I'm irritated real bad right now. But I thought back to hearing him say to shift the energy you're looking for in those moments to change the outcome of your day or change things that happen. So I'm like, oh, what a rare opportunity. So I instantly said, you know what? Something dope is happening to me today. And I wonder what it's going to be. You know, something dope's going to happen, and I'm fired up to see what it's going to be. So now I'm excited. I start thinking like, what kind of dope shit's going to happen to me when I get to work? Like, what if I walked in and they gave me an award, or, you know, somebody had brought me some snacks or something. I don't know. Something cool is going to happen. So I'm thinking that way on my little drive to work, only about a 5-minute drive from there. And I'm riding, and I look to my left, and first of all, I love puppies. You know about me. I love dogs. I love puppies. Well, I look to my left, and there's a dude walking like a puppy lab, just like the cutest little puppies walking up the street. And I'm like, oh, shit. Nah. I'm like, that's a cute little puppy, dude. I'm all happy, and I'm like smiling. And what's funny is this dude probably walks that dog there every day, but I never pay any attention.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm doing my own thing, and I'm riding to work. I'm like, you know, I'm in my own world, but because I was like, you know what, something dope's going to happen. I just started looking for dope shit.
Right.
And guess what? You start finding it, dude. I got to work. Somebody held the door for me. I got into my office. You know, somebody came in and was like, hey, good morning, man. Great to see you. I'm like, oh, you're just looking for positive. You're putting positive energy out there and search for positive energy back, and that's what you find. Right. And it worked to a T. It was so dope.
Dude, that's how everything works. Like, when I think about this, like, the first thing that comes to mind is release tension and set intention.
Ooh.
You can shift right to the positive. I mean, it's the way we're wired, like our brain, it's like neuroscience. So like when you think about buying a new car and you think about the car you want, you go out driving around, dude, that's all you see is that car. You know what I mean?
Like, yep.
When you buy your Colorado, you probably saw all kinds of Colorados.
Yep. Everywhere.
And you never think about it before. So what you think of and what you focus on are things that you're going to attract and you're going to see. These things are already there. It's just now you're bringing attention to it. So you bring attention to positive shit and shift your energy that direction. It's only going to amplify it. That's the way to go. And this goes back to like the episode we did on manufacturing everything, like manufacture your own energy, like positive vibes, like everything that you want to happen or want to shift to exists. It's just a matter of bringing consciousness to it and applying that mindset to be able to bring those things to light.
Yeah, man. What kind of energy are you putting out? What kind of energy are you looking for? It would have been so easy to just get to work with that negative vibe I had. Walk in and be like, you know, my desk is dusty. You know, you notice things like that. You notice, oh, great, I left my pen at home. Or, you know, oh, great, my desk is dusty. Oh, great, somebody, the cleaning lady moved my monitor. You know, you just start noticing stuff that if you have the opposite vibe, if you're putting out these positive energy, you're looking for that, you would never even notice. Never even, you know, wouldn't matter. So you wouldn't have any idea that your desk is dusty. It's just what are you looking for? What are you programmed your eyes to look for, man?
That's it, man. That's like basics. Like if you think just basic science, like energy cannot be created nor destroyed. It's just always transferred. Whether in the physical world or in the mental space, dude, like energy is energy. So it doesn't matter what it is and what context it's in. If you go in there with a positive energy, man, people feed off of that. It's going to bounce around. You're going to transfer that positive energy into other people. People are going to see it. They find it more attractive. And the same thing happens when you're in a negative space, dude. That stuff feeds and spreads too. And then people are like, man, just got a weird ass vibe from Jimmy, man. It just puts other people in a bad space too. So you got to be mindful, you know, just about not only about your thoughts and feelings and energy, but, you know, the people around you. That's why it's so important you surround yourself with people that are, you know, more towards the positive side of things.
Yeah, man. So use that. It worked for me. Next time you feel like you're in a little funk and things are going bad and they're compounding, just take that deep breath.
Here's a little...
Man, dope, what kind of dope shit's about to happen to me?
Yeah.
That's it.
And you can trigger this yourself. Like I heard a little practice you can do is just like, you know, use your phone as a trigger. Just put something positive in there and set a timer on it. So throughout the day, you get these random messages, whether it be about your family or your friends or something, event you got coming up, just to, no matter what's going on, that timer's going to go off throughout the day, and it may be exactly when you need it, maybe when you're already in a good space, but it's just going to amplify that. Just, you know, read that little passage that you put in there yourself. Like, today's going to be awesome. You know, I love my significant other, whatever it is. Like, today's going to be a great day. And then immediately your brain shifts in that direction and you just continue on.
Yeah, man. As simple as your phone background too. That's another one.
Yeah.
Make your phone background something that makes you happy, or your computer background, or whatever it is. Yeah, man. So when you feel the negative vibes coming, flip them to positive vibes and just start looking for whatever dope's about to happen to you next. Something awesome is going to happen if you're looking for it. If you're looking for awesome, awesome will come find you. That's all I got for energy, man. I want to throw that little tip out there because I heard it, used it, and it worked, and it's phenomenal. So hopefully some people can try that out and get something from it.
Release tension and set intention.
I'm getting that tatted on my neck. By the time we're done with this, all these podcasts, I'm going to have so many neck tattoos of stuff you say that I might get a job at Burger King. Hey. All right, man. Well, it's Friday 15. for that asses, for all the variety of asses that happen to be listening. So thanks for tuning in with us this week. And a little teaser, you're going to want to tune into Monday's episode when we announce the new Challenger Boy.
Oh, it's going to be a good one.
It is a big one. So tune in on Monday. Be looking for the podcast and enjoy your weekend, people. Take a little bit of time this weekend to go over to the basement or go to the spare room. Go somewhere where you're alone. Take a book. Take a computer and grow your brain a little bit.
That's it. Stay productive and get shit done.